天呢，我要介绍的讲员呢，是我们非常非常喜欢的讲员啊、，Greg Miller 牧师呢，他曾经当过宣教士，到中美洲当宣教士，然后呢，他自己也是一个非常有恩高的先知，不只是他有一个很精准的预言，他有非常棒的教导，但是他在台下的生命，是我每一次生命当中有很多很多的学习。所以我从他的生命当中的学习，我觉得他对于台湾的爱，他已经来到台湾有超过17年的时间了。这17年当中，每一年他都来到台湾很多次，从北到南每一个城市他都去遍了，他去到很多不同的教会当中，他很会拿筷子，他很喜欢吃辣，他很喜欢吃水饺，好，所以他真的是拥有个台湾的心，所以他真的是有一个台湾的心，他非常的爱这块土地，他甚至领养了一个台湾的孩子，所以他真的，我知道他的信息，他的恩高是来自于他的生命跟他的爱。所以今天这个周末，他在我们当中分享连续三场的信息拣选。昨天呢，在我们当中很多人生命很大的被触摸，今天早上我相信有很多人会很大的得着。今天下午呢，他会分享另外一场信息，我希望没有一个人会错过这个拣选，因为我知道神在你的生命当中是有拣选的。神拣选在这个家庭的当中，神拣选在这个职场，神拣选在这个教会当中，有你要发挥的使命，你是被拣选的。在你旁边说，你是被拣选的。我们用热烈的掌声来欢迎 Greg Miller 牧师，还有我们的翻译恩主姐妹来到我们当中。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
早安，早安。How are you this morning?
大家今天都好吗？
It is wonderful to be here in Taipei.
很开心来到台北。
You're in a different building this morning.
我们今天是在一个不同的会场聚会，对吗？
But it's part of what God's doing with Truth Church.
但这就是神在真道教会的工作之一。
You know that you're in a transition.
我们正在一个转换的季节。
Amen. You're in a transition. Do you know that transitions are fun, but they're also a little bit scary?
你知道在转换的季节有时候很好玩，但也会有点恐怖。
Because we're going into something new.
因为我们要进到一个新的阶段。
So yes, I'm prophesying this morning already. Sorry.
所以对，我现在正在发言。我们会到一个新的、一个新的季节。
The Lord is bringing Truth Church through a transition.
神正在带领真道教会进到一个新的季节。
There's a transition happening in not just in buildings.
这个转换不只是建筑上的。
There's a transition happening with leaders.
而是在我们的领袖里
面。There's a transition happening with generations.
在我们整个世代当中。
And we need to cooperate with what God is doing.
而我们需要跟上神的计划。
So, God's opening up new avenues, new places here in Taipei.
所以神正在设立我们新的会堂。
From the north,
从北
the south,
到南
the east, the west.
到东西南北都有。
But it's also going to happen in Taiwan.
但到在台湾也会有新的事。
The north part of the island.
The
south part of the island.
在西边。
The east part of the island.
在东边都会有。
And the west part of the island.
还有在西边也是。
So, we need to understand there's a transition happening.
所以你知道在台湾开始有个转化。
But with transition, God always is leading.
但在转化当中我们记得就是神都在带领。
When the children of Israel left Egypt,
当以色列人他们离开埃及的时候
they went from one place to another place.
他们从一个地方进到一个新的地方。
But they did not go empty-handed.
当然不是空空的去。
God provided for the children of Israel.
神供应他的子民。
God will provide for Truth Church.
神也会供应我们在真道教会的每一个人。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
What a wonderful atmosphere this morning.
今天的气氛很棒。
You know, if God is in the place, everything changes.
你知道当神在一个地方的时候，一切都改变。
And I'm so glad that you're here this morning.
怎么开心你今天在我们大家来这里。
You could be outside running on the track.
你可以在那边跑步，在操场上跑步。
You could be playing basketball on the courts.
你可以在这里打篮球。
I would like to do that actually this morning.
我也很想打篮球。
But, you chose to be here this morning.
但你选择今天坐在这里。
And, those of you that are watching online, we are so glad that you're a part of what God's going to do this morning.
而且我也开心，有许多线上的家人也在一起观看。
I just want to give a personal note.
我有个个人的建议。
This is, I've been here over 2 weeks.
我已经在这边超过两周。
I don't know if this is number 70 meeting or number 72. I don't know.
这趟旅程中我可能讲了70几场道。
But, our family's going through transition too.
但我自己的家庭也在经历一个转化。
2 years ago, my oldest son got married.
2年前我的大儿子结婚了。
Last year, my second son got married.
而去年我的二儿子结婚。
This September, my daughter gets married.
而今年九月我的女儿也要结婚。
So we are going through transition.
所以我们的家庭也在经历一个转换。
So we have one son left.
So 我们只剩下一个儿子还没有。
His name is Max.
他名字叫 Max.
And he is Taiwanese.
他是台湾人。
And he's only 16 though.
但他只有16岁了。
So sorry, young ladies.
所以各位单身的姐妹们还没有。
He is not available.
再等等。
So it is exciting to be here this morning.
很开心在这里。
Last night we started a series called The Chosen.
昨天我们开始这个拣选的信息。
And last night we emphasized that God loves to choose the young.
我们昨天在强调说神喜欢拣选年轻人。
And we talked about how Jesus chose young people for his team.
而耶稣也拣选年轻的人当他的门徒。
His team consisted of 12 men.
我们知道耶稣有十二个门徒。
Later today, we're going to be talking about who those 12 men were.
今天下午我们会谈到这十二个人分别来介绍他们。
We're also going to learn that his team was more than 12.
我们也会知道他的团队不只是这十二个人。
He had several business women that traveled with him.
还有一些职场女性也跟着他们一起。
So if you're a business person, you're going to want to hear this afternoon's message.
所以如果你在职场上服侍，下午的信息很适合。
Because they were a part of Jesus' team.
因为他们是在耶稣的整个服侍团队当中。
We also learn that God loves to choose insignificant places.
我们也知道神会拣选那些微小的地方。
So many of these people were chosen from small towns.
很多人他们从小的地方被拣选，从小镇。
And God would take people from small towns and use them for great things.
而神会从小的地方来使我们成就大的事情。
So last night we had a powerful time.
昨天晚上非常的棒。
And we talked about David, and we talked about how God anointed David.
我们讲到大卫，我们讲到神如何恩膏大卫。
When David was about 12 or 13 years old.
那时大卫可能才十二十三岁的时候就被恩膏。
Says the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
神的灵在他的身上。
And we know that David was used powerfully by God.
我们知道神大大的使用大卫。
So tonight, in this morning's message, we're going to be talking about God chooses the broken people.
而今天我们会读到说神拣选破碎的人。
Let's say it together. God chooses the broken.
我们一起说神拣选破碎的人。
Point number one.
第一点。
We're all familiar with a man named Peter.
我们都认识彼得对吗？
It's estimated that Peter was about 20 to 25 years old.
我们知道彼得在他遇到耶稣的时候大概20到25岁之
间。A young man that God, Jesus chose.
神拣选了彼得。
And Jesus chose him. He was a fisherman.
当神在拣选他的时候，在呼召他的时候，他是渔夫。
He left his fishing business to follow Jesus.
他就撇下他渔夫的工作而跟随耶稣。
We know that Peter was married.
我们知道彼得是结婚的。
He was the only disciple mentioned that was married.
他是唯一在圣经里有指明说他是唯一有结婚的门徒。
So we know he was not a grandfather.
所以我们不知道他是一个老爷，他不是个老爷爷。
Hollywood has told us that these disciples were super old.
我们看到很多电影都说，感觉这些门徒都超老。
They always have white beards and white hair.
他们都有白头发和白白的胡子。
But we realize that no, these were young men.
但我们其实他们是年轻人。
So Peter was probably 20 to 25 years old.
所以彼得大概是20到25岁这个。
And Peter was asked by Jesus to come follow him.
而耶稣邀请彼得来跟随他。
And we know that Peter walked with Jesus 3.5 years.
我们知道彼得跟随耶稣三年半的时间。
And coming to the end of his ministry time.
而在耶稣服侍到尾声的时候。
We realize that some things began to happen with Peter.
我们知道彼得开始出现了一些事情。
Peter made some promises to Jesus.
他答应了神的一些事。
Hey, everyone else will leave you, but I'm not going to leave you.
他答应耶稣，大家都会撇下你，但我不会。
Hey, all of theseGuys, they're going to leave you, Jesus, but I won't.
每个人都会离开你，耶稣，但我不会。
You can count on me, Jesus.
你可以信任我。
You can count on me, I promise.
我答应你，你一定可以相信我。
I promise I will never leave you, desert you.
我绝对不会撇弃你，我绝对不会离开你。
But you know the story.
但我们都知道故事。
You realize that, wait a minute, Peter didn't keep his promise.
彼得并没有遵守他的诺言。
And, you know, in our world today,
你知道在这个世界中
there is lots of problems.
有很多的状况跟问题。
If you didn't realize it, there are a lot of problems in our world.
我们世界中很多的状况。
And there is a lot of brokenness in our world.
也很多破碎的事情在发生。
And one day, Jesus himself was looking at a crowd of people.
你知道有一天耶稣他就看着许多的人。
And the crowd of people, he notices something about them.
他就看见他们然后对他们说
He says, they are like sheep.
他说他们就像羊一样。
And then he said, these are unique sheep.
说但这些羊很特别。
These sheep are confused.
这些羊他们是困苦的。
These sheep are being divided and separated.
他们是流离，他们是分散的。
And he says, the problem is, they need a shepherd. These sheep need a shepherd. If you look at our world today, you realize that there are two problems with the world. There is great confusion. People don't know who they are. People don't know what they are. And the second thing with people today is there is so much division. Marriage is being divided. Families being divided. Races being divided. And there's all this division happening. And when Jesus saw this problem, his solution was, they need a leader. They need a shepherd. He didn't say we need to pray more. He didn't say we need to fast more. He said the solution is they need a leader. Whenever there's a problem in the earth, we begin to pray, we begin to declare, we begin to do marches around the city, and we say, God, we need your help. God, we need you to touch this. God, we need to touch the world. And as believers, this is important. We need to pray. But listen, when God sees a problem in the earth, when he hears the cry of people, God begins to look for a man. God begins to look for a woman. Remember when he came to Moses, God said, I've heard the cry of a people. And that's why I'm coming to you. I need you to go be the answer for the people. So when there's a problem in the earth, when there is a situation in our city, or in our nation, yes, we can pray. Yes, we can ask God for his help. But we need to understand something. Prayer is not the only thing. At some point, God says, I choose you, I need you, I need you to go. And that's why he chooses us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus chooses us. So we understand there are all kinds of brokenness. There are a lot of broken people. In fact, this morning, some of you feel broken. Well, you are in the right place this morning. Sometimes we get broken because people make choices for us. Sometimes they make decisions for us and we receive the consequence of their choice. And our heart gets broken. We get disappointed with people. Sometimes we get disappointed with leaders, spiritual leaders. Sometimes we even get disappointed with God. Brokenness comes in many forms in our life. Sometimes we receive brokenness as children. And now we're living our life broken inside. And God needs to come and heal our hearts. Sometimes we make our own decisions. And we make the wrong choices and it brings brokenness to us. And we suffer then consequences because of our choices that we make. So brokenness can come in many forms. Brokenness can come through decision of others. Brokenness can come through my own choice. No matter how the brokenness comes, God wants to choose you still. This is an amazing thing about God. Peter, he even said, listen, I'm willing to go to prison for you. You can count on me. I'm willing to die for you, Jesus. And Jesus turns to him and says, listen, Peter, I'm going to tell you something. Before the crow makes it sound three times, you will deny me three times.
耶稣说，彼得，我告诉你，今日鸡还没叫三次，你就说你不认得我。
And we realize, wow, that's a big statement by Jesus.
我们说，哇，这个耶稣讲的是非常的很大的一件事。
Jesus knew how weak Peter really is.
他知道彼得真实的。
Isn't it interesting? We promise God many things.
你知道很有趣的是，我们很常答应神很多事
情。We promise God lots of things.
我们答应神，我们可以做这
个。I'll serve you, God.
我们会服侍他。
I'm going to stop sinning, God.
我不会再犯罪。
I'm going to love people, God.
我会去爱人。
And then we have that one guy at work that we just really hate.
然后就是，但就是因为我那个人，我没有办法爱下去。
And it's really difficult.
这真的很难。
And we break our promise again.
所以我们打破我们的承诺，我没有办法爱他。
And Peter was in this moment.
然后彼得就在这个情况当中。
He said, "Listen, Jesus, no way, I'm not going to do that."
他说：“耶稣，我不会这样子的。
There's no way I'm going to deny you.
我绝对不会不认你。
But we know the story.
但我们知道最后。
In the time when Jesus was being interrogated,
当耶稣被抓去审问的时候
Peter and the men are in the courtyard.
他们在广场
They're watching what's going to happen to Jesus.
彼得还看着耶稣发生什么事情
And on three occasions, we realize that people ask Peter directly.
而开始有人认出彼得，开始问他
Are you one of his?
你是跟随耶稣的人吗
Are you with him?
你是他的门徒对吧
No, I'm not with him.
然后彼得说我不是
I'm not one of his guys.
我不认识他
You're mistaken.
你看错了
And it says that the third time,
第三次的时候
that Peter and Jesus' eyes meet.
我们知道耶稣跟彼得他们的 眼神交汇
So we know that Peter was close by.
你知道彼得他离耶稣其实很近
Because it says Jesus looked at Peter and their eyes met.
因为耶稣也看得到彼得所以他们看四目相交
Right when he denied him the third time.
当他第三次拒绝耶稣的时候
Can you imagine what Peter's feeling in that moment?
你可以体会耶稣那个彼得那时候的感受吗
Can you imagine what Peter must feel like as a person, as a man?
你可以感到彼得身为一个人
How terrible he must feel.
他感觉到多么的痛苦。
And Jesus looks right at him.
而且耶稣就这样看着他。
On the third time that he says the wrong thing.
就在第三次他不承认耶稣的时候。
It says that Peter ran and wept.
所以我们看到经上说他彼得就出去痛哭。
You see, Peter fails Jesus.
他让耶稣失望。
He fails God.
他让神失望。
And now Peter is covered with something.
而彼得这时候就开始背负一个事情。
He is now covered with guilt.
他现在带着重担，带着愧疚。
He's covered with shame.
他带着羞耻。
He's covered, filled with fear.
他带着恐惧。
And he's run away and as weeping.
而他是跑走痛哭。
Do you know that when we fail God,
你知道当我们让神失望的时候
we get covered with something too.
我们也会背负着这样子。
When we break our promise, our commitments to God.
当我们打破对神的承诺
The same thing that Peter suffered, we suffer.
就像彼得所经历到这种感受我们也会经历到
We are immediately covered with something and filled with something.
我们马上被一个东西好像遮盖一个罪疚感遮盖
Guilt comes upon us.
这个罪疚感在我们的身上
We begin to be afraid.
我们开始害怕
We distance ourselves from God.
我们开始跟神保持距离
We distance ourselves from one another.
我们开始跟人也保持距离
Suddenly we don't want to come to church anymore.
突然我们也不会想来到教会
And this emotion now brings lots of negative self-evaluation.
这些负面的感受让我们也怀疑我们自己的价值
And we tell ourselves.
我们告诉我们自己
God is angry with me.
神在生我的气耶
God is displeased with me.
神不喜悦我
God doesn't want to use me.
神不想要使用我
We need to change? Okay.Okay. Commercial break. All right.
工商时间休息一下。
And we know that God is angry with us.
我们觉得我们神很对我们很生气。
But yet,
但是
we are so surprised when we feel His love.
当我们感受到神的爱的时候，我们还是感到惊叹。
I'm unworthy to be blessed by God.
我们这么不配被神祝福。
My brokenness disqualifies me from serving.
我的破碎好像让我不值得来服侍神，不配服侍神。
And now we begin in a cycle.
而我们就开始进到一个循环。
I'm going to describe the cycle to us this morning.
这个循环呢
，We are filled with guilt.
就是充满了愧疚。
So many of us will go and promise God again.
然后我们就会在向神在承诺更多事情。
We'll be in a meeting like this.
我们会像在这个聚会当中。
We feel conviction in our heart.
我们有个确信。
We run to the front.
然后我们会走到台前。
Oh God, please forgive me.
我们说神啊，你来原谅我。
Oh God, please restore me.
就要来恢复我。
And for several days.
然后几天后。
And maybe even a week.
或是一周。
We feel really good.
我们就觉得哎，好。
But something happens again because we're in a cycle.
但有些事会再发生，因为这是个循环。
And we fail again.
但我们又会再失信失败。
Brokenness comes again.
破碎又再次发生。
Until the next meeting.
直到下一次的聚会。
And we fail again.
我们又失败。
And we live a Christian life then that is very high and very low.
所以我们的基督徒的生活好像就这样高高低低上上下下。
Moments we feel very close to God.
我们有感觉到跟神很亲近的时候。
We feel committed to God, connected to God.
我们感觉跟神很靠近很贴近。
But because of the cycle of failure.
但因为这个是循环。
We go to these very low places.
我们会进到一个非常低黑暗的时期。
And we know inside.
而在我们里面我们知道。
I am broken.
我们知道我们是破碎的。
And then we hear messages where God wants to use you.
然后我们听到一些信息在说神要使用我们。
God is looking for a man.
神在找一个人。
He's looking for someone to send to help.
他来找一个人要差遣他出去。
Or even worse, maybe one of the leaders at Truth Church.
或是这些人是我们教会的领袖。
They come to you and say, we want you to serve in this area.
或是领袖邀请你说哎，你可不可以来服侍。
And inside you're going, I'm so broken.
在你里面你其实觉得哦，但是我不配啊，我是破碎的。
I'm so broken.
我这么的痛苦。
I can't serve.
我没有办法服侍啊。
I've disqualified myself.
我根本不配。
I've broken the promises to God.
我破坏真神的承诺。
And my life is broken inside.
然后我的生命是破碎的。
I come to church.
我来到教会。
I'm smiling.
我看起来笑笑的。
But I know the truth.
但我知道真实的。
What's really happening inside.
真实在我里面的状况是什么。
And many times we begin to give excuses to God.
很多时候我们会有一些辩解。
Excuses to the leaders.
对，领袖有一些借口。
And little by little,
然后一点一点的。
We move from the front row.
我们从第一排。
All the way to the back row.
开始往后坐。
I'm not picking on you guys back there.
我不是在现在不在讲后面的人怎么样。
And suddenly we move from the back row to outdoors.
然后突然我们从后面又到了外面。
And then we go from the outdoors.